This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Election Day is fewer than 7 weeks away in the United States, and President Donald Trump is facing deep pessimism as he bids for another term. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
An AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds roughly 7 in 10 Americans think the nation is on the wrong track. And while the president argues the U.S. is turning the corner on a virus pandemic that has killed nearly 200,000 Americans,
we have done a phenomenal job.
Just 39% in the poll approve of his pandemic handling. 69% say they're still worried about themselves or a relative getting the virus, including more than half of Republicans, showing the president faces a risk in downplaying the virus over the campaign's final weeks. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump is aiming to boost enthusiasm among rural Wisconsin voters on Thursday, looking to repeat his path to victory 4 years ago. Trump is making his fifth visit to the pivotal battleground state this year and views success in the state's less populated counties as critical to another term. He is set to hold a rally Thursday evening in central Wisconsin. The president, hinging his campaign on turning out his core supporters, has increasingly used his public appearances to elevate cultural issues important to his generally whiter and older base. Rescuers along the Gulf Coast used high-water vehicles Thursday to reach people cut off by flooding in the aftermath of Hurricane Sally. Sally rolled through the area with winds of up to 165 kilometers per hour and more than 1 meter of rain in many places before it began to break up as it headed towards the U.S. East Coast. You can find more on our website. This is VOA News. Colleagues of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny say that a bottle of water with the trace of the Novichok nerve agent was found in his hotel room after his poisoning. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
A video posted on Navalny's Instagram page showed his team in his hotel room in Tomsk shortly before he left the city and collapsed on a flight back to Moscow. On the post, it explained that the team returned an hour after learning the Putin opponent fell ill and packed the bottles and other items for further inspection. His team confirmed that 2 weeks later, a German lab found a trace of Novichok on a bottle from the Tomsk hotel room. And then another 3 labs that took Alexei's samples proved that he was poisoned with it. I'm Karen Chamas.
Influential ex-rebel and former Ivorian Prime Minister Guillaume Soro has called for Ivory Coast's opposition to use any legal means necessary to thwart President Alassane Ouattara from winning a third term in elections next month. Reuters' Ciara Lee reports.
The Ivorian opposition says Ouattara is violating the constitution by seeking a third term. But the president says a constitutional change means his two-term limit had been reset. Soro said the opposition should use any lawful means to thwart Ouattara. Soro, an ex-rebel who has been barred from running against Ouattara, was speaking from Paris, where he fled to escape corruption charges he says are politically motivated. This week, Ivory Coast's Constitutional Council whittled down a list of 44 presidential candidates to just 4.
La liste définitive des candidats.
It approved Ouattara's candidacy but ruled out Soro, as well as former President Laurent Gbagbo.
That's Reuters' Ciara Lee. The U.S. has sanctioned entities and individuals associated with Iran's intelligence and security ministry for allegedly engaging in a malware campaign targeting Iranian dissidents, other individuals, and companies. The U.S. Treasury Department said Thursday the sanctions were imposed on the Iranian cyber threat group Advanced Persistent Threat 39, a front company, and 45 individuals. The Treasury Department said in a statement that the Iranian government hid behind the front company, Rana Intelligence Computing Company, when it allegedly engaged in a years-long malware campaign that targeted Iranian dissidents, journalists, and international companies in the travel sector. The U.S. Labor Department reported Thursday that 860,000 workers filed for unemployment compensation last week. The recent weekly claims figures are well below the 6.9 million record number of claims filed in late March, but they remain above the highest level before this year in records going back to the 1960s. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.